It's the ones that have pimento cheese on club crackers, not the orange ones, okay? And cranberry grape juice, not cranberry. He looked for his keys and wallet and was thinking this would afford him some time to see his lover at the Quick Mart on 98th Street. His heart pounded as hers lub-a-dub, lub-a-dub, two men in a tub. Okay, she said. Yes, cheese on clubs and cran grape. Got it. He kissed her forehead. She wondered what she smelled like, something once sweet but now fermented. The door and the clock ticked, and the keys of the tiny piano in the attic tinkled. She lifted the blankets as heavy as wet tarps covering a lifeboat. Not that she'd ever been on a ship. She had been on a sailboat, the once capable hands of Eric working the ropes as he gazed ahead. They never got out of the harbor because the trolling motor gave out. She stood on her tippy toes in the hallway, reaching for the drawstring to the attic stairs. She'd shrunk already. She laughed out loud, disappearing inch by inch. She caught the knot of the drawstring and pull and pull and pull, a game of tug-of-war with the steps. And the steps unfolded into the hallway like a paper lantern. She began her climb into the darkness and to the tiny piano. The kind Peppermint Patty plays, her brother said, and laughed when she was little. She never asked for anything, but her mom said she was too big for that. Not now. Now she was translucent, supermodel thin. She approached the piano, illuminated by the light of the dormer. She bought the piano at a garage sale because she thought it would be worth something someday. She wondered if the keys were really ivory because the teeth had turned brown. Click, click. A hush fell, and she whooshed back her pink robe and sat solidly on the floor, dust motes, her crystal candelabra. She took the deepest of breath, raised her hands above the keys, poised, dramatic. The lights warmed her, and the tremors from the lesions in her brain stopped. She didn't need radiation. She just needed to play the song that had been inside of her for so long. She thought like her, it had disappeared, but this morning she woke with it fully composed, so she asked for something nearly impossible to get Eric out of the house. Keebler Club crackers with fake pimento cheese and Ocean Spray cran grape juice that he wouldn't find at the Quick Mart where his lover was. She smiled and began. Closing her eyes, her heart beat the rhythm of the snare, nearly stopped as the clarinets made their long, windy entrance, and then the gong sounded like stairs reversing their steps, like the storm behind her as the song sailed far beyond the harbor and the oboes called, Elizabeth, Elizabeth.